You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Ever wonder what it was like to actually work in one of the polling places and be a volunteer? Joining us, it's Nancy. Nancy, thank you so much for taking the time today to talk to us about this.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to do it.
So how did you get involved with working in the polls?
Well, I guess just a few years ago, I decided, you know, that I wanted to be more involved and wanted to see the process up close. And so I contacted my local canvassing board and asked them if I could volunteer to do it. And they said, absolutely, we need people. And I think everywhere they need polling officials. So I've been the moderator at my local polling place for about 3 years now.
So what do they teach you? Like, what does the process look like when you're being trained to work in the polls? Because I got to feel like you've seen everything walk in and out of those doors.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a very thick guidebook. And you do go to in-person training every year. It lasts about 2 hours. And they go through everything from, you know, what's allowed, what's not allowed, how the machines work, how, you know, exceptions to rules, really go through everything. And you keep that guidebook with you and you have it with you in case you need to reference it. But, yeah, luckily nothing too outrageous has happened to me.
So we talked about yesterday about the clothing. What do they teach you about who are you allowed to let in and what's allowed to go in and what's not?
And how do you tell somebody when they come in and they're wearing something inappropriate or wrong that they can't stay or they have to go change?
Yeah, so I guess every state probably has their own rules on it. But for the most part, what we're told is to not, you know, to allow everyone to vote. They can wear what they want to. What they can't do is called electioneering or campaigning. So they can come in, wear what they want, vote, and then they have to leave. If they wanted to start talking to other voters, that's considered campaigning or it could be intimidation. So they're asked to, you know, you voted, now it's time to go. I think some states might ask them to take that article of clothing off or cover it up. Mm-hmm. But we kind of err on the side of trying to let everyone who's there and, you know, is eligible and wants to vote, vote. And not make too big a deal out of it. Just make sure that they're not interacting with other voters.
Joining us is Nancy. She's one of the volunteers that works in the polls. And we just have a lot of questions for her. Like, Nancy, how do they decide which polling places get bake sales and which don't? Because I feel like some schools and some polling places have the best bake sales.
They do.
And others don't.
I'm always so disappointed when we don't have the bake sale. Yeah. Why do we not have it? It should be mandatory.
Yeah.
Why do we not have the bake sale?
I never thought about that. You're right.
Yeah. And some places, like, all they have is, like, leftover munchkins. And some places got the good brownies and cupcakes.
Wow.
Yes.
What's that about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nancy, is there any rules on how many stickers you can take? Like, can you take more than one or are you only allowed one? Because I am so tired of my children fighting over the sticker.
She tears it in half.
Yeah.
You know, I try and make sure every kid who comes in gets at least a sticker and a piece of candy. So I have an extra stash of candy up at my desk when I'm letting people, you know, saying goodbye to them to make sure everything's running smoothly. And I always make sure kids get like a Hershey kiss. So sticker and a piece of candy.
But is it the I voted sticker?
Yeah, the I voted sticker.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's so smart of you.
Okay.
Do you ever see couples getting into fights when they're going to vote?
No, I have seen couples say, hey, who was I supposed to vote for again?
Oh, like my mom. My mom always asks my dad. I'm like, Ma, like, you can make your own mind up, you know?
Yeah. So that I've seen, but I have not seen arguments.
It's funny. It wasn't until I went to vote one year that I learned that my husband was not the same party as me. I'm going to have that story. It's coming up next. Election day is here, and there's a lot of volunteers at the polls. Nancy is one of those volunteers. She's been doing it for years, and if you missed it, we've been picking her brain about the election stickers and what polling places get bake sales and what can you wear and what can you not wear. But Nancy, I don't think I've ever told Chef Plum, and obviously I've never told you this story, but I was married for over a decade, and I went to go vote in a primary election. And okay. I was heavily involved in politics at the time. Not anymore. Now I'm far from it.
You were?
Yeah. And I went to go vote in a primary. And as they're, you know how they highlight, I don't know if they still do this. It's different now, but they highlight your name when you go in.
Yeah.
So I'm peeking over the woman that was working at the poll that was checking me in. And I noticed that my name was there, but my husband's name, which should have been right after my name, was not.
Uh-huh.
So I go home and I say to Paul, I go, babe, I went to vote today and your name wasn't there. And then he so casually says, well, I'm not the same political party as you. We had been married over 10 years.
You had no idea.
I had no idea. And it's like the funniest thing now, because it's like, now I know we're a split house. Like, it's, you know, we basically just cancel each other out.
Right.
But I remember being like, this is how I have to find out?
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Wow. That's...
yeah. Nancy.
You know someone.
Nancy, craziest thing you ever saw at the polls?
You know, just nothing too crazy. Just some people deciding to wear all of their paraphernalia, you know, their T-shirt with their favorite candidate's face plastered all over it. You know, all their stuff on. You know, they don't cause any problems. Just come in and vote. But you know exactly, you know, that ballot is not secret. You know exactly who they're voting for.
I mean, it just feels crazy to have candidate merch.
Oh, no. One time, back when I was heavily into politics, I was one of the people that got kicked out and asked to leave. I had to go to the car and turn my shirt inside out and put on a sweatshirt
Come
to cover.
On.
Yes. So, I mean, I understand. I didn't know. If I would have known, I obviously would never have worn the short there. I wasn't there to make a problem. I was just there to vote.
I just don't get how you, I don't know. Okay. Candidate merch.
And
some people are into it.
Yeah. Election officials were definitely not allowed to wear anything that might be construed going towards either party.
They probably want you to wear black or red, right?
Yeah, that's a big no. No, just something, you know, something you're going to be uncomfortable in all day, because you are there from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. You're not allowed to leave. So you are encouraged to wear something comfortable, dress in layers, but definitely wear stuff that's very, you know, party neutral.
Gap sweatpants. That's the uniform.
That's it.
Nancy, thank you so much for taking the time today. We appreciate it. And good luck today. We're so excited.
And thanks for doing this, for working the poll. That's great.
Thank you.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.